Father, God didn't take 99% of the life of Jesus and put it in you. That would make you a clone. That would make you a facsimile. He took exactly the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead and filled you. Literally. You don't have 99% of the life and the goodness of Jesus in you. There's no difference between Jesus and you. There's none. There's only one righteousness in heaven. There's only one righteousness in all of eternity. There's no first cousins of righteousness. There's only one. It's God. It's 100 proof. It's as He is, so are you. And Jesus doesn't just represent you as your high priest. Jesus is you as your high priest. And you're His kings and priests. You and I have His authority. You have His anointing. Literally, that's what the name Christian means. And it's been translated typically as anointed like Christ. That's not literal. It's anointed with and in the anointing of the Anointed One. Literally, you are complete in Him. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. There's only one eternal life. The Father has it. The Son has it. The Holy Spirit has it. And all of the body of Christ has it. Well, actually, it has the whole body of Christ. And see, that's a mentality adjustment that the Holy Spirit... And this is still a prophetic word, okay? So I'm just following, just yielding to what the Lord's wanting to say. But there's only one righteousness, as I've said, and that's the righteousness of Christ. And that's the righteousness that fills you. And as I started to say momentarily ago, one mental adjustment that we need by revelation is that He fills you and He spills you. You can prophesy at any time because it's not you prophesying, it's the Holy Spirit just speaking through you. And here's one that we've ached to flow in greater, and it's already there. You don't work healing up. Healing doesn't yield to you. You just need to yield to the healer. You didn't put eternal life on, and see, that's where we think that we can measure it out and determine when we're worthy and when we're not worthy by our behavior. There is no behavior. In eternal life, there's no behavior. There's just the life of God. If you are righteous, you can't be unrighteous in the midst of righteousness. And see, I know that that mentally and physically we think different and we do different at times. That doesn't count in the courthouse of God. There's no record of your behavior in the courthouse of God. Because the trial already took place 2,000 years before you even showed up. And 2,000 years before you ever sinned, Jesus provided your salvation, your security, your purity, your holiness, your victory, your glory, your majesty. 2,000 years before you began to seek Jesus, He had you recorded in the palms of His hands. As the seed of God and as the children of Abraham, actually the children of Jesus, the siblings of Jesus, the children of God. And now, regarding love, here's some things the Lord spoke to me today. Love is not restrictive, and love is not selective. Love cannot choose whom it favors. It can't. That's how God could love us when we were unsaved. When we were unholy. He said, no, you're not. You are the holiness of God in Christ. You're about to find out and receive it. Love is not selective, for God is no respecter of persons. And because God is love, love is no respecter of persons. Now, we've chosen whom to give our love to. That wasn't love. That was a form, a something that has a little bit of the aroma of love in it. But even to those that we gave love to, we could pull it back when their behavior didn't line up with our expectation. That's not love. That is not love. That is not love. Love is not selective. If God could love you when you were dead in sin and love you into the kingdom and love the kingdom into you, that's all He can do to everybody that ever draws breath. Love is not restrictive. There is no condemnation in love. Love is not dependent upon behavior modification. Love changes behavior when it's released. Love modifies and multiplies grace. In fact, grace is the demonstration and the application of divine love. Nothing can scare love. Nothing can defeat love. Love never fails. This is the victory that overcame the world in your behalf. His love in you and His faith in you. Not your faith toward Him. That's not real faith. His faith in you. You don't have God's faith. God's faith has you. You don't have God's love. God's love has you through the new birth. You don't have the peace of God. Because if you had it, you'd be carrying it and you could lay it down and set it aside. God's peace has you. You didn't put it on. The Holy Spirit put you on. That means you're free from performance.
Thank you, Jesus!
Woo! We're free from performance. And there's no you to perform. You and I just release. You and I just obey. You and I just yield. You and I just yield. It is your divine nature to love people. It's worldly mentality that tries to interfere and cause you and I to slice and dice the love of God. But see, he who fears, as it says in 1 John, he who fears is not completed, perfected by the love of God. Or in the experience of God's love. Fear has torment. Perfect love drives out.